section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
To the Kiwani Sports League Podcast 111, Season 14, and Episode Number 6. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by three special people this week. We have the 2006, 2011, 2016, 2021 KSL champion, Mr. Amazing, the future champion, Mr. Duck Hahn, and the 2002 and champion and never again champion, Brian Chatet. Let's talk week number 5.
Wow. Wait a second, Andy. You didn't read that. You didn't read all that copy, Andy.
What
read
I missed?
The rest of the copy. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I have never won KSL.
Let's talk week 5. Jeez. Doug Teabag and Aaron. Eric going deep in Oberg. Brian going deep in Andy. Nanigay over Palmer. Kevin over Tybo. And Dave Pate smashing Jose. What the fuck? Game of the week. What is it, Aaron?
None.
Brian?
What?
It was close to being Aaron and Doug, but it only was just like a brief second, but I was really watching whether or not if Doug could get high score for the week, because that was close.
Oh, yeah. Did he?
He did.
Yeah.
All right.
He did.
So, Doug, game of the week?
Game of the week is Aaron and I, because I scored the most points, and I'm ranked number one, and Aaron scored the third most points, and he's third.
Well.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Yeah, so my game of the week, I could care less. Total game of the week is what, Doug?
I'm going to go with Kevin and Tybo. They both scored sub 200 points, so that was a weak game.
Brian?
I have to agree.
Lowest and third lowest. Yeah.
Hey, are we going to sweep it? Let's sweep it. All right. So, Aaron, who got passed for his taco?
Me.
No, you didn't.
No.
I did. And here's why. Not because Doug is an inferior team. He's not. He is a good team. And he obviously, there's a reason he's first. However, though, when you take and your projections say you are going to get 212, and for some reason you get 60 extra points because Alan fucking Hearns gets a 60-yard touchdown at the end of the game in garbage time to get 12 additional points.
He didn't get the touchdown on that. The touchdown was early.
Well,
he got one catch for 59 yards.
Doesn't matter. 59 yards. At the end of the fucking game.
Garbage time.
And Devontae Freeman, for whatever reason, Matt Ryan said, you know what? I got Julio Jones to my left. I got Roddy White to my right, who's using a walker. And then I got Leonard Hankerson. And I got this tight end who's really good. But you know what? I'm going to throw to my running back the entire fucking game. And I'm going to let him get so many points over Aaron. He almost doubled what he was projected to get.
Wait, is the tight end Brian Finnerman?
And probably. And then fucking Rawls with Seattle.
Yeah.
And both of those games went into overtime. Both of those games went into overtime.
He did not get a single point in overtime.
Freeman did.
Aaron, are you still bitter about losing to Kevin off one play?
Yeah, I am, Andy. This is the second week in a row I scored the third most points and lost. I am now Doug from last season and three seasons ago.
Really? Because whoever I play, they have their game. That's the game of the week. It's their highest point getter, of course, because that's what it said in the recap.
Well, it's funny because it said the same thing in my recap, too, is that all my losses have come off the teams when they have their best
week. Really? Because I've given up 1,220 points, and the next person after that is Oberg. Oh, actually, I take that back. Is Brian with a 111.13. So that means...
Oh, I'm sorry. Who is next, Andy? Aaron with 1184.
Oh, yeah. I usually skip over you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, 40 more points have been put up on you, Andy. But guess what? I have put up, what is that, an additional 200 that you haven't?
Come on, no, think about that. I'm still in the 900s. I mean, I've put up more points than Oberg, Kevin, and
you haven't joined
Joe.
The 1100 group yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
It's an elite group. You'll be there eventually.
There's one, I'm two, almost at the 1300 three, group. Four. There's four people with that. Come on.
And the four best, right?
Yeah, and I have one win, so let's just do it.
Two people are running away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, Brian, who got passed or his taco?
You know what? This week, nobody did because, I don't know.
The right who people
I
won.
Think, who I think it was is Boardman. Because Kevin's team's really bad. And,
I mean, yeah, they're
really should not have won.
They're really course, hurt, you mean.
It doesn't take much of a team to beat 149.99.
No. No.
He's like a TV on sale at Walmart.
Oh my gosh. You can get a 37-inch flat screen for that.
I mean, can we end the show there? I mean, is that
I'm walking away.
Yep, might as well. Everyone's like, why is the music playing now?
Yeah. Oh man.
I made that one good.
Yes, you did. So Doug, who got Pastor's tacoed?
If anybody did, I guess it's got to be Boardman.
I think it's Boardman. It's Boardman, or you can make an argument Aaron did, but we'll just leave it at Boardman because that was the lowest scoring game. So week five is in the books. So let's move on to week six. We have Aaron taking on Pate, Eric taking on Tybo, and then we have Brian taking on Palmer. Winner gets Becky. What the fuck? Dave Nattigay taking on Kevin sucks. And then Aaron and myself taking on Doug and Oberg versus Josephus. Game of the week, Doug.
Ah, crap. You went to me first. Okay. Game of the week is going to go to me versus you, just because we're both on the podcast and I can make fun of you when I win.
Yes, you can. All right, Brian, game of the week. Brian?
You know what? I'm going to say Aaron and Pate.
All right.
So 2-3, 3-2, whatever. Third seed, sixth seed, it's pretty close.
All right, Aaron, game of the week.
That's going to be the closest one, three versus six. So really the other ones are kind of far apart other than maybe Hoofter and Tybo, but seeing what Ty did last week, I don't think that he'll be able to do anything against Eric.
All right. So what's going to be the Tolba game of the week, Aaron?
I'm going to go with Oberg and Joe.
All right. And Brian?
I can see that, or my game. based off projections and my team not, you know, shit sometimes.
Well, they won't against me. Doug,
I'm gonna have to agree with Aaron. I think Joe and Oberg's game is gonna be a very low point scoring game, but I think ours could be the toilet bowl game of the week, just because I probably might double up your score.
Oh, shots fired.
Ouch. Anyway, so who's gonna pass for his taco, Doug?
Go ahead and say me.
Yeah. Yeah, Palmer's gonna pass for his taco, Brian.
You know what, though? I'm gonna go with Nanigay. I think Nanigay has a shot to get password his taco this week.
No, it has to be he has to go undefeated.
No,
I hope he does. I hope that he makes it to week 10, or is it week 10?
Yep, I think so.
I hope we both can make it to week 10 and have two undefeated teams going by then.
Because that'll also be the toilet bowl game of the week.
That would be the one week we both suck.
Oh, gosh. So, all right. So, and Doug, you already answered, of course. So, Brian.
What?
I think I already asked you that. Password stock.
Yeah, so Andy doesn't, since Andy doesn't host, we'll move back into Aaron mode here. Hi, guys. I'm the host now. Okay. All right.
Hold on. I have a question for everybody.
Ooh,
it's a simple question, and maybe I'm trying to see if it works out. Will anybody from the Lulz division win this week?
Oh, I hate you. Oh, man.
Which is something I wanted to bring up. Brian, the past. This is very interesting.
$5 below the belt is the best division. I'm just saying.
Is the Lulz the worst division?
Yes.
2-3, 2-3, 1-4, 1-4. Answer
Doug,
says
horrible. Your response.
I almost have more wins than the whole Lulz division.
Wait, hold on a second. Let's add this up. Six.
Yes. It's six. I have five. So after this week, I could have more wins or have more wins.
It is possible.
We're 6-14 right now as a division.
Well, I didn't know if there was any divisional games. That way you guys guarantee at least one person wins.
No divisional games for us. There is with Kevin and Nanagay. I'm going to say no, we are not, but we are very, very close because Andy's bringing us down. In the same way Joe's bringing you guys down.
Oh, yeah, but we're all in the 10,000 or 1,000 points except for Joe.
So you're saying that Kevin is bringing peanut butter and jelly time down?
Oh, yeah. Well, and especially, too, because his points against is very normal. It's not like, you know, you and I, Andy, we obviously have a lot of points against, which means that we had close games that we unfortunately lost. Right. Whereas PB&J, I mean, take a look at that. I mean, Nanagay at 5-0, it makes sense. Points against 937. He has the least amount of points against. And then you have Kevin, who has what, like probably the fourth or fifth least amount. And he's 2-3. And one of his wins was because he put up the most points that he ever has put up. And his second win is because he went up a guy that went up, put up the least amount of points. If you switched his schedule, if he faced me this week and he faced Tybo last week, we'd be talking a very different story.
Right now it says that if I was to, you know, go what their projections are, which is complete horseshit, I would face Doug in week 14 and probably lose. Mm. Yeah.
What is the current projections? Is anyone going undefeated?
Current projections, no. They've got me losing two, and they've got Nanagay losing one. Mm-hmm. I looked at this earlier. I'm kind of surprised. They actually had Andy winning the division like 4 hours ago.
Hmm. Well, I think it's more accurate.
Going 9-4.
It's got Joe winning four games now, too.
Whoa.
Weird.
Whoa. Yeah. Let's not get crazy here, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he's going to win one of the division.
So let's get into some stats and some thoughts about those stats. So 3-2 teams make the playoffs 68% of the time. We have three teams at 3-2, which means one of them will not make the playoffs. Brian, between Pate, you, and Hoofter, who is most likely not to make the playoffs?
Hoofter.
Thank you, Brian, for in there. Obviously, you don't pay attention. Brian, who do you think?
Well, based on recent history, it's probably me.
All right. Andy, you said Hoofter. Doug, who do you think?
I have to agree with Brian. Hmm.
I would say most likely not to. I would agree as well. I would say it's Brian. Now, 2-3 teams, they have a 66% chance. We have four teams at 66. So let's just say, for the sake of the argument, four people are going to make the playoffs. One of them won't. Currently at 2-3, we have Oberg, Kevin, myself, and Tybo. Doug, let's go with you. Who is most likely not to make the playoffs?
Oberg.
All right, Brian.
Reread that.
Oberg.
I can't read.
Oberg, Kevin, Aaron, Tybo.
Oberg, Kevin.
Oh, there you go. There's the bottom two.
Over again, Kevin. Not gonna make it. Okay. Andy, who do you think?
If you went by past history, I would say Ty. But I really don't want Kevin to make the playoffs. Just so we can say that, hey, he had a losing season and he did not make the playoffs. But
yeah, I'm gonna say Kevin.
But it also depends on, you know, right now, Kevin won't. But if his players come back healthy, you never know. You
and then
never
for
know.
1-4 teams, they have a 50% chance of making. We got three of them. Let's just say only one makes it in, since they have a tougher battle. One in four teams are currently Ty Palmer, Andy Hughes, and Joe Snyder. Doug, which one of those makes the playoffs? Is most likely to.
Is most likely to. I'm going to say Andy.
All right. Andy, do you agree?
I hope so.
Circle gets the square. Brian.
No.
None of them make the playoffs. No, okay. I'm going to go ahead and say that I think Andy has the highest chance of making the playoffs, but he still will not make the playoffs because he will shit the bed week 13 when he takes somebody else on who is much better than him, like Doug has done the previous two seasons.
Yeah, but where would you rank? Where would you put me in the rank, though, the bottom four? I need to get a rank.
I would put you number nine. You'll miss the playoffs by trading away your best player for beans, and then those beans won't do shit.
For beans? Are you serious, bro?
You've done weirder things.
You have done weirder things.
I'll trade Marshawn Lynch for an 18th round pick. Ooh. You know what? It still worked out for me until, well, week 13, but then
it totally worked out for you.
I missed the playoffs,
and Dave made it to, he was number two that year. Dave made second place, wasn't he?
Did he win?
Did he get second place?
Did he win? That's what matters.
Oh, what's his record this year, Andy?
I don't know.
Oh, he's
but Borman, or, Borman actually offered
what's
me.
What's your record this year, Andy?
That's all the time we have for this week's show. No, okay. Borman offered me a trade. He wanted Brady and Forte, and he would give me like two guys that I didn't realize one of them was still in the league. And then I would get his sixth and seventh rounders, but he wanted like my ninth and tenth rounder as well.
Actually, that's probably good for you.
I want to get rid of Matt Ryan. I really want to get rid of him. I know I won't get a 6-10 rounder, but if I get an 11th rounder, I'd probably bite. By the way, so who is going to be the number one guy to pick up this week for free agents? If there's one guy you're going to pick up, who would it be?
Andy, what's your waiver wire priority?
Two. So I hope Oberg doesn't get him.
All right. Well, I'm not going to say then because I don't want to give you any hints.
No.
Jamal Charles. I heard he's really good. Pick him up.
I hope if Oberg's going for him, then I will cancel my second one. I refuse to waste a waiver pick on the second waiver I have. Let's call Oberg. Is Oberg? Do you know if Oberg's taking him?
I think you should go with Brandon LaFell.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick. He's coming back, Andy. He's going to be really healthy. I think you should go for him.
I want West, but if Oberg's taking him, then I'm going to skip it. So I'm just going to leave it in there. What?
You're not even going to post this until waivers go out, do you?
No, waivers will go out tonight.
So who are you taking?
In about 3 to 5 hours.
I have West right now sitting in my
You're not going to go with Theo Riddick?
Dude, you're not taking Theo. Seriously, you need to take Theo Riddick like right now.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to pick up Mike Vick, but I knew better.
Well, he's already taken.
Oh, he is? Who picked him up?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Hoofter did.
Hoofter, yeah.
Ah, smart man.
No.
Cuffing his quarterback.
No, I'm just wondering. I should have actually. Oh, I don't want to stay up till 3 tonight. I hate the fact, at least ESPN, that it's like at 3 or 4 a.m. And that's when it happens. I don't like the fact that it's like at like one week it was like 6 a.m. is when they did them. I'm not going to wait like for fucking 3 hours to see if Wes got picked up. Because my second one is a defensive player, and I don't want to waste a freaking one on a defensive player unless I have to.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
I will say this. Last week, I stayed up till, like, I think 3 o'clock in the morning just to see what the waiver wire would be. Mm-hmm. And although the regular waivers didn't go through, I was able to pick people up that were not claimed during the waiver period time. Like, if you go back and check, I pick up people – that nobody picked up or put a waiver in. So it's like they have the waiver claims in, but if no one picked, like, let's say Atlanta's defense, if nobody picks up Atlanta's defense or put in a waiver wire for pick for them, they'll be available like shortly after midnight.
Really?
I think so. I can't remember what time it was that I did it, but I noticed that there were certain people that you just couldn't even put a waiver claim like on. There was one person I was like, oh, I forgot to put a waiver claim on him. So I went to do it and it wouldn't let me put the waiver claim on it. But then I went down to the next person at that position, which I think was Hankerson, because I think I actually wanted to put a waiver claim on for Tavon Austin, and I couldn't do it.
Hmm.
But then I was able to pick up somebody else too. So I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Well, because I saw that
I know now that this person is being claimed.
Well, I was picking up people the same time Brian was. Because one guy I went to pick up, I think Brian picked before I got him. I was like, ah, shit. Yeah, it shows that Boardman had a – him and – actually, Boardman and you, Doug, had claims at 333. But then it shows here that Nanigay had one at 314.
Yep.
Huh. Now, did you put waiver claims in, though, on the guys you picked up at 333?
No, I got them right away, and I didn't lose my waiver spot.
So, okay, so they processed at 314 in the morning. Okay. So it looks like you picked up – yeah, because Boardman was up at the same time as you then. That's weird. At 3:33. Huh.
Yep.
Prince, New York. Wow. Man, Alan Hearns. Whew. That was a good pickup.
He was a good pickup this week. Oh. I do want to say that too. For everybody who doesn't accept my trades, because I offered Joe a trade for Rawls just to see if I could get him to bite on a handcuff and everything. I think I even offered him to you, Aaron.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hmm.
For Macklin, I offered you Jones and Rawls, and you said no.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't want Jones. I don't want Jones.
I threw a pick in there, too, but I mean, it was a low pick.
I don't trust Jones.
That's fine. But thank you for letting me keep 35 points.
Yeah. So happy.
I mean, because that could have helped you win.
Yeah, it could have. You know what else would have helped me win? Not playing 35 Jeremy
points
Hill.
From Rawls. Oh, yeah.
Not playing Jeremy Hill and playing, Brandon Cooks, who was terrible all season, except for that one.
Now, is Hill sharing catches or touches with Bernard, right?
Yeah, he is. He's still the starter. He's still listed as the starter, but I don't know what's going on with him. I mean, he was really great last year, and now for whatever reason, not so much.
Not so great.
Yeah, anyway. Actually, Andy, the show is definitely getting off the rails here. So why don't we go ahead and end it?
Let's talk survival. Hey, survival. So, Aaron, are you still in survival?
Yeah, I am.
Are you?
Version 2.
Yeah, I'm still in V2.
I thought you, wait, that's right. 3 strikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have been doing risky picks up until the last strike. Like, I have a very risky pick this week. And last week, I went with Jacksonville over Tampa Bay. I'm going with another risky pick this one.
All right. So here's my lock of the week, Tennessee. Tennessee is the lock of the week. They will beat Miami.
Doug? Oh, I actually have Miami. So
I was going to say, I would, if I was to put a risky pick in, I would go with Miami.
We'll see.
I mean, but both teams are coming off the bye.
Right. Brian, do you have a lock of the week?
I have to look real quick. It is
Jags over Texans.
I have Minnesota over Kansas City.
That's a good one. Nice. And Doug, you said, what do you have for yours?
I just actually picked mine. I'm going with the Jets over the Redskins.
That's a good one. I think all of us took risky ones, so Aaron, maybe this will be your second strike, or maybe it'll be my first strike. I guess we're going to find out here shortly. So, anywho, so I guess let's just end it, and we should also thank Section 86 and 86 Productions.
Why do you want to? Okay, yes, thank you, Andy.
Definitely need to thank him, because whoever runs that is awesome. He has a slight lilt to the left. It's not a bend or anything like his brother. But anyways. So I want to thank Doug Hahn, Brian Chateet, and Aaron Hughes and myself, of course, for being on the show. So for those people,
I want to thank myself, too.
So for Doug Hahn, Brian Chateet, and Aaron P., I am Andrew. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron. All right. That's it.
Accept my trade.
Hey, Andy.
What?
Andy.
What?
How can you?
That's not the outro song anymore. That's not the outro song anymore.
Oh, it isn't? What is?
So hats off to the bull.
Hey, Andy, have you taken your hats off to the bull?
Well, some of us. Hats off to the bull.
Andy, you haven't taken off? Is that why you keep losing?
Oh
my gosh. Are you serious, bro?
You should just accept my trade.
Oh, gosh, what'd you send me? What? Why is it that I have all these trades? What the fuck?
I don't know.
Guys, I want to get rid of Matt Ryan. Send me trade offers. Whoa, guys.
Why do I have all these trades?
Why do I have all these trades?
Okay, so Borman's offering me Manning and Baldwin for Brady and Forte. I get a 6th and 7th rounder, and I lose my 11th and 13th rounder.
Why would you want an old man Manning?
Andy, ask for J.J. Watt.
I'm not asking for J.J. Watt, Dick.
Andy, ask for J.J. Watt.
I'm not asking for
J.J.
Watt.
See if you can get him.
Yeah, Beasley got a good Zero there.
How about J.J. Watt? Rushing.
Andy, ask Doug for J.J. Watt.
You know what, Andy? If it wasn't for you, I would have had a perfect pick'em week.
Yeah,
sorry.
Dude. At least your brother accepted a trade.
Well, that's because you had a bet, and it was funny because I was talking to you. You're like, oh, Aaron sent me the trade. He's giving up. I was actually
in. Andy, why are you still starting Alfred Morris?
Am I starting?
Yeah.
I believe in Morris.
You should believe in him. Because even though I'm going to keep Matt Jones on the bench, he's still going to outscore Morris.
Oh, my God, dude. Andy, seriously. Check it again.
I was
going to say, Danny Woodhead in there.
Danny Woodhead's in there now.
I also probably want to start Ruben Randall, to be honest, but
I just put him in there for now. Because when I get West, that's where he's going.
I think Devonta Freeman's going to get like 65 points this week. I mean, why not?
Yeah,
you know what?
Why not?
I think it'd be great if Andy did win. It'd be hilarious next week to have Doug on the show.
Actually, you know what, though? It is actually possible for me to get password as Taco.
You know what would have been better is if I beat Doug and then Andy beat Doug and then he had the Hughes brothers back to back put Doug on his back for 2 weeks.
Oh man, I've been thinking about saying this on the podcast all day, but I couldn't think of it. I did something that Boober could never do, and that's beat Aaron.